is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Let's do it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Enter its gates. Enter its gates with thanksgiving. Enter its doors with praise.
About that. Can you give us some light? Say, I'm glad about that. Say, I'm glad that this is the day that the Lord has made. Well, praise God. Make some noise in there. Is that all right? Why don't you make some noise? Oh, you can do better than that. Somebody say, I'm glad about it. Amen. Let's go to Jude chapter 1, verse 20. But ye beloved, how many of you love your friends? Do you love your children? Do you love your husband? Love your wife? Well, if you really love people and you want to give them a gift, give them the gift. Jude was writing this book to people he what? Loved. Right? He really cared about them. Amen? How many got relationships that are important to you? You got relationships that are important to you? Those people that are important to you, pray with them. Pray. Teach them to pray. If you got children, it's funny. How many of you love your kids so much that you're going to send them out on the world and you're not going to give them any education whatsoever? You don't think they need to go to preschool, nursery school, or anything. You're not even going to teach them to cheat. It's not necessary. Well, when you love somebody, you prepare them, correct? You prepare them with the best. Well, it's the same thing. Parents and men and women of God, when you love, you give them things that are really going to make a difference in their life. But, beloved, pray. We need to make a commitment here. How many of you got your notebook? Amen. Or you can write right in your Bible. I like that. Make a commitment. Say, everybody I love, I'm going to talk to them about prayer. Didn't Jesus teach his disciples to pray? Why? Because he loved them. Those that you love, you're going to introduce them to the lifestyle of prayer. Building up yourself. We've got to be strong because the devil wants to make us weak. Do you know you can get weak if you want to? This is one way for certain that we can make ourselves strong in the faith. You can weaken yourself out. You can leak out if you want to. The Bible says, be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, that means be ye being filled always. Be ye stocking up on the Holy Ghost. And the more you got, the more you got to get. Amen. What I call revival is not having been touched, but being touched. And even better than being touched is wanting to be touched. That's the miracle. The first miracle of Christianity is wanting more of God. Amen. If you don't have that, you're not going to get anything. Just the desire to want more of God and to have more of God, that is a grace from God. That is the wooing of the Holy Ghost. That is a supernatural thing that when God pulls you, he keeps you even when sometimes when you don't want to be kept. He'll keep you together even when you don't want to be kept together. He knows that the flesh is in charge that day. But he can hear the spirit down on the inside say, don't let me go. And sometimes the flesh say, I'm not going to do it no more. Amen. But on the spirit it said, hey, I'm here for the long haul. But God can hear that spirit, right? But it said, beloved, building up yourself. God wants you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Somebody say, no weakling Christians. Because the devil goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Somebody, he's looking for somebody to tear up. Well, if he's looking, he ain't stupid. Obviously, he wouldn't be looking for something he wouldn't be able to find. This morning, the devil's seeking somebody to wear out. Oh, yes. When the lion goes out hunting, anybody ever seen nature shows and discovery shows? You get out there, you know those lions, they look at the herd running. They try to find the slowest, sick one, the one that can't. They try to find the weakest one. Somebody say, oh, the devil wants to get you when you're strong. Oh, no. He wants to get you when you're about ready to give up. That's when he goes in for the kill. Why do you think the devil's after babies and children? I've learned one thing about the devil. It's easier to snap something when it's in its seed time than when it's a big tree. Amen? So when you're at your weakest, somebody say, uh-oh. That's when you need to watch out for the devil. Amen? Because devil, you know, he's not looking. He's looking for battles he can win. Amen? He's really a scaredy cat. He's not going to mess with nobody. You know, you can just speak the name of Jesus. Amen? He'll go fleeing. Amen? Because he know he can't whip Jesus. But he's looking for you to be weak. So it says, building yourself up in the most holy faith. Somebody say, you're weak because you want to be. Say that again. Because you want to be. How many of you want to be strong in the Lord? It's that easy. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourselves. Building up your most holy faith. Somebody say, most holy faith. Well, what's that most holy faith? Faith makes us do something. Faith makes us do something. Believing makes us think something, but faith makes us do something. Amen. Isn't that good? Amen. You can build up some action. How many of you want to do God's thing in your life and the devil's telling you can't get it done? Amen. You want to accomplish. But you know what? You pray in faith. You pray in the Holy Ghost. You're going to build yourself up in the most holy faith. You start praying in tongues. All of a sudden, you're going to find yourself doing something that you wouldn't have been doing before. Building up yourself in the most holy faith. And that's an easy thing to do. Now we say, he that prays in the Spirit. Well, we know praying in the Spirit is not praying as the Spirit tells you what to say. That's what the Baptist says. No, it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. That's nice, but that's praying in your understanding. Paul said, when my spirit prays, my mind doesn't have any understanding of that whatsoever. So that's not what praying in the Spirit means, and we have to be strong in that. Amen? It's nice, but it doesn't cut it. They try to use that scripture to void out that tongues are praying in the Spirit. When Paul talked about praying in the Spirit, he was talking about praying in tongues. Somebody say, glory to God. It's clear. That's what it means. Amen. So this scripture here, praying, building up yourself, praying in the Holy Ghost, we know that when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we pray in tongues, because the Holy Ghost ain't going to mess with our limited language. He might let something slip out sooner or later, amen, for you to catch on, but it's a gone thing, amen. Your mind won't understand it. That's when he does business. That's when the Holy Ghost takes over. If you want to build yourself up, just let the Holy Ghost do some talk. Talk to me, Holy Ghost. You can build yourself up just by listening to yourself praying the Holy Ghost. That's God in manifestation right there in the room. How would that not build you up? How many, I want to hear from God. How many want to hear from God? Pray in the Holy Ghost. How many want to have fellowship with God? How many want to know that God is real? Start to pray in the Holy Ghost. I dare you to do it right now. I dare you to do it right now. You need it. Come on, I dare you to do it right now. Some of you are afraid to do it right now, you know, because you know your faith's going to get built up and going to cause you to do those things you don't want to do. Hallelujah. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building yourself up in faith. Now, you know, the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, guess what? You can please God by praying in the Holy Ghost. Why? Praying in the Holy Ghost will cause you what? To build yourself up in the most holy faith. When you get built up in the most holy faith, you're going to start to do stuff that pleases God. Somebody say, it starts with the confession. With confession. It starts with the confession of the mouth. You can speak it out. Somebody say, speak it out. You can speak out what you got to do. I used to think it was so weird. Oral Roberts said something that was so bizarre, and I would always disagree. But you know, who do we think we are? That's Oral Roberts. Let's not be silly. There are saints that go about, they say, you know how they get direction for their life and how they live? They pray it out in tongues. They pray it out in tongues. They live out their prayers. They pray it out and walk it out. Somebody say they walk out their prayers. They let the Holy Ghost, amen, give them the energy, amen, the strength that they walk in. If they're going to walk by faith, somebody say walk by faith. Well, building themselves up in the most holy faith. How are you going to walk in something you don't have? Got a little faith? Pray in the Holy Ghost. Build yourself up. Edify yourself. Make yourself strong in faith. Somebody say strong in faith. If you're weak in fear, make yourself strong in faith. That's the only way. Amen. The devil will get to us by fear. He can only touch you by your fear. Isn't that amazing? He can only give you a sickness by your fear. He can only attack your finances by your fear. He can only do what you fear. Notice that Job said, what I fear the most has come upon me. And look what happened. Fear brought it all on. He was being tested, but he couldn't have been tested. He didn't start to get afraid of it. Amen. So fear will cause a lot of stuff to happen to us. Somebody say, uh-oh. Well, how do we get afraid? We talk ourselves into misery and fear and distress. Well, I wonder if that person going to call today. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think that this is going to go wrong. But if I do this, you know, we'll talk ourselves into a nightmare. By the words of your mouth. Yes. Somebody say, build yourself up in your most unholy fear. So you can build yourself up in the most holy faith or tear yourself up in the most unholy fear. There are many people that go about all day long tearing themselves down in their most unholy fear, running their mouths in fear. Somebody say, I'm going to pray so I don't become prey. Write that down. Say, I'm going to pray so I don't become prey. For the devil goes about like a roaring lion seeking who may devour. He's looking for somebody that's weak in faith, ain't got no strength, don't have any ability. Amen. Refuse to be devil food just by doing one thing, praying in the Holy Ghost. Isn't that nice? Somebody say, where am I praying in the Holy Ghost? I don't want to be devil food. And they'll think we're crazy, but they had to hear the tape. Amen. Somebody say, what are you doing? I'm tired of being devil food. But I got that. That's a good. I like that. I'm praying so I won't become prey. But I'm building myself up in the most holy faith. So I'm going to pray myself out of this. I'm going to talk myself out of this thing. Hallelujah. The Bible says, whatsoever is not of faith is of sin. And there are several things you got to hear. Somebody say, hear. You got to hear the word. Let the word get it on the inside of you. You hear a good scripture. You know, just keep listening. Somebody say, just keep listening. Just keep listening. Amen. Until you can comprehend it. And then start talking about it. Amen. If you can't preach it, talk it out in tongues. Listen to the word. I dare you just to read a scripture and then talk in tongues. Stop. Read it again. Talk in tongues. Stop. Read it again. Talk in tongues. Stop. Amen. Isn't that good? Hallelujah. But, somebody say, but, beloved. Now, isn't that something nice to tell your people? You love your children. I love you so much, and I don't want you to become prey to the devil. So I want you to build yourself up. You can be strong. How many of you, did you know that? You can be strong in the Lord. You can be a powerhouse. Somebody say powerhouse. You don't have to take 17 years of Bible school to be a powerhouse. You can be a powerhouse in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, the more I pray in the Holy Ghost, the more power and authority and anointing I walk in. They'll call you crazy, but you'll have some power. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith. Glory to God. Praying in. Somebody say in. The Holy Ghost. Somebody say thank God. Praise the Lord. Say that again. Praise the Lord. Keep yourselves in love. In the love of God. I like that. Looking for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. But we just wanted to start there. Amen. To let you know how God wants us to live and walk and abide in. Amen. Isn't that easy? How many are going to walk stronger in this new season? You can walk stronger in the Lord by making a commitment. And see, the devil's after the church. He doesn't want people to do. He's trying to take away people's prayer life. Oh, you don't have to pray for 15 minutes. Oh, yes, you do. You don't have to pray for a half an hour. Yes, you do. The Bible says pray always. That's a bunch of bull. You better get in the Holy Ghost. This is some new stuff that's just come out telling you don't got to pray. You don't got to walk. You don't got to discipline yourself. Pray and continue to pray. Don't stop praying. Pray forever. Pray an hour. Pray 2 hours. Pray all night long. Pray, church. Pray in the Holy Ghost, building up yourself. Don't let anybody take your prayer, your power away. Nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible that it says that you don't need to go in front of people praying long prayers in front of people. That's long audible prayers. I can't stand those prayers. Oh, Lord, you're praying in front of people. God hears what you say. You know, you can pray in the Holy Ghost forever, amen. But when it takes you to say it out, you can spit it out in 30 seconds. God will hear what you. When people pray in the Holy Ghost all day long, you can spit it out, amen. You don't have to go around the corner and go around the bush. Oh, these thy gracious, wonder-working power, God. We pray that we have come here as your humble little servants. Anybody ever heard those things? You know, they think the longer that you're just being heard. You're just being heard. There are several prayer meetings I don't even go to. Pastors praying, I don't even go to them. Why? They're nothing but a competition. Who can pray the most? I can't stand going to prayer groups where everybody praying in English. Don't like it. I just don't. Because it's just like a bunch of opinions. Amen. Opinions. Amen. Half the prayers are prayers of fear. Half the prayers would never be answered because they're not even scriptural. I don't like those kind of prayers, and neither should you. Don't pray that way. Let's just go on and say that. Don't pray. When you go to pray, hey, pray before you get there. When you go to somebody's hospital room, you know, I've been praying all day. Amen. I've been praying all night long. Guess what? Be thou made whole in Jesus' name. That'll do. Because you've been, you built up in the most holy faith, amen, and you can speak to the mountain. Many times you're talking to Jesus when you need to be talking to the problem. See, people don't understand what it's all about. Jesus is not into big old long drawn out prayers. When you call, somebody said, we need to have a prayer meeting. Oh, no, we don't. Oh, no, we don't, because you don't know what a prayer meeting is. A prayer meeting is when you get on your face before the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, and sometimes you just... Amen. Pray in the Holy Ghost all night long, and you don't open your mouth until the Holy Ghost has got something for you to say. And it could be one word. Prayer that causes things to happen. When you want to get something done, get a child to pray for you. Lord, help his back. Make his back feel better in Jesus' name. Amen. That kind of stuff. Get stuff done. Stop. What are you praying for? To look more spiritual for the person you're praying for, or to get the job done? Somebody say, get the job done. Let's not be religious. Amen. Building up ourselves in the most holy faith and learning how to pray effectively. A lifestyle of prayer. And we're not going to lose that. We need to develop that and keep it. Somebody say, keep it. And never let it go. Building yourself up. Somebody ready to get strong in here. Short, sweet, and powerful. He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll answer those kind of prayers. He'll do it. He'll do it. He'll answer those kind of prayers. So, you know, sometimes your prayers won't even get answered. I think he said, well, you didn't really ask me to heal his back. That's not really what you want. Everybody knows you're spiritual now. You got it. Your words, you know, your heart was saying one thing, but your words were saying another thing. God hears the heart. God hears the heart. Amen. So how many are going to start praying in the Holy Ghost? Pray in the Holy Ghost always. I would say start with a half hour of prayer. If you haven't started with a half hour, start with 15 minutes. Amen. Just pray in the Holy Ghost 15 minutes. Start in the shower or maybe that's how many. If you haven't developed that, you know, we got to get practical. I mean, you start throwing stuff on people, they're not going to do it. Amen. You got to start someplace. Pray in pray in the Holy Ghost as you take your shower. Start there. Amen. Start there and keep your head clear. Amen. Just shabra bando stebre ketare.
Breathe on me.
How many came with that heart, that mindset? Amen. Mount Moriah.